go down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. We're very pleased to have the president of CanuckPlay.com, David Winter, kind enough to join us this afternoon. David, thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. How are you today?
Excellent. Well, a little more better than I was yesterday because finally, somebody's doing, I think, the Lord's work when it comes to our game. Go ahead.
Where have you been? We've been talking about this for years.
We have been. I've talked about it with, I don't know how many commissioners, but all of them now for the last four or five owners, and everybody admits that this is needed for a league that's so badly trying to capture a younger demographic. Tell me a little bit about your project.
Well, I'm not sure how much time we have because it's a bit of a long story, but like you, I have been interested in wondering why this has not been done for years. I mean, this is a project that I've been personally trying to get off the ground for many, many years. And over my time in the gaming industry, anytime I had an opportunity to speak of it, I would step up and say, hey, you know, why are we not doing a CFL licensed product? And it was always just shot down in flames before I could finish the sentence. And so when I moved off outside of other organizations and my partner and I decided to start our own studio here in the city of Peterborough, I had a conversation with a colleague of mine from a few years ago, and he mentioned to me that Microsoft had a new program to help small studios get onto their platform. So we put together a business plan and a very, very, very rudimentary mock-up, and we sent it off to Microsoft and said, you know, this is a big part of Canadian culture, and we don't really have a lot of Canadian culture representation in the gaming space, and it would really help us bring some of that to the forefront. And they jumped on it. Microsoft just thought it was a great idea. And so they jumped on board right away. And then we were able to, with now that we've got Microsoft on board and we've got a prototype, we went to the local business community here in Peterborough, and they just so happened to be very interested in getting a digital media industry up and running here in the city. I mean, you know, Peterborough is an hour and a half away from Toronto, and if you look up the highway to Waterloo, they see all those tech firms up there, and they're saying, well, we want a piece of that action. So when we showed up at the Innovation Cluster with our business plan to set up a gaming studio, and we already had Microsoft on board, they jumped on board as well, and it's just been going from there. So that was about December or early January of 2016, December of 2015, early January 2016, and we've been plugging away at the title ever since. We've been about 17 months of development. I worked it out yesterday, and it's something like 100 man hours of work to bring this to fruition. And so, yes, we are at the final stage of development, and we're now going into the certification process with Microsoft. And what that does is that makes sure that the game is Xbox friendly and unlocks achievements and all those things that gamers have come to expect on the platform. And that process takes 4 to 6 weeks, plus or minus. And then we're targeting the end of June for a launch. So we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
How would you describe the game?
Well, I would describe the game as a first in what we hope to be a long series of iterations. You look at other titles that are out there, and they've been iterating, and it's been a constant, continual development for decades. I mean, other titles started way back in the early 90s, and they've had years and years and years and years to perfect their craft. Well, we're starting from the beginning, and so we have a game that's reminiscent of other titles, but we've simplified it. We don't have all the bells and whistles of other titles, but we're concentrating on let's get the core gameplay working first, and then we can add on that, and it'll be an iterative title just like others are, and we will progress as we go along. So for us, we're looking at this as a first step towards bigger goals.
David,
but it is very similar to other titles, if that's really what you're asking. It's 3D gameplay. You have you run around on the field with a quarterback, and you throw the ball, and you know our tackles are physics based. If you look at other titles, the tackles are very canned animation, and you start to see the same ones over and over again. Well, ours are physics based, so as the players collide, they fall and they tumble differently every single time. And it really does lead to some very interesting visuals. I mean, we were running through some gameplay this morning, and we had an instance where the receiver jumped up on about the 1 yard line, and he had his feet taken out from underneath him, and he fell backwards and fell, you know, did a reverse somersault back into the end zone and scored a touchdown. So you get that sort of thing with our game because we're using, you know, physics as opposed to just canned animations. So we have a lot of the similarities of other titles.
He is David Winter, the president of Canuck Play, who are hopefully about to launch on the Xbox platform a Canadian football game. He's our guest down the South Street Burger guest hotline. Pat?
David, so as we understand it right now, no licenses from the CFL or the PA attached. Is that still something that you're working towards, or will the title be published without licenses to begin with?
The title will be published without licenses. We haven't had any conversations with the league since April of last year. We just haven't spoken to them since April.
Were the conversations productive whatsoever when you did speak with them?
No, not even, no.
Huh. That's too bad from our
somewhat
standpoint.
Disappointing.
It is disappointing.
Yes, believe me, you're not as disappointed as I.
Okay, fair enough.
But I don't think they were, no.
Now, is that still very much the goal going forward?
Yes, I think we did propose to the CFL we brought to them a business proposal that we thought made sense for a CFL video game. We are not dealing. I mean, I grew up in the league, and I'm very passionate about it, and I know I'm speaking to an audience that is very passionate about it. But I think we all do understand that we're a much smaller group of fans than if you look down south. And so, if you start trying to compare a Canadian football product to an NFL product, you're apples and oranges. You cannot use those same sorts of numbers in terms of a budget for a product like this. So we put together a business plan that we thought made sense, and we went in and we presented it, or at least we tried to present it, they just didn't seem very interested in what we had to say. So the sad part of that is that all of our funding, not all of it, but a very significant chunk of our funding was reliant on there being a license. So our hiring of staff and things like that all relied on there being a license attached to it. So we still have hopes that someday we'll get a shot to sit down and actually have a productive conversation and work with them in an actual legitimate partner conversation. And see where we can go, because we have some pretty big plans for what we'd like to do with it. But it takes funding to do these things, and funding comes from there being a license.
Right, absolutely. So is this now, is the plan for this to be a downloadable game, or will this be available in stores?
No, this is a pure downloadable title. When you look at a market like Canada, which is per capita the most wired country in the world, And anybody that has an Xbox is going to have an internet connection, or you know, maybe one in a thousand doesn't, but the vast majority do. It really makes no sense to go through the extra expense of putting a game on a piece of plastic and putting it on a shelf in a store, because now you're taking what is really a $20 game and you're turning it into a $70 game, and it doesn't make any sense when you can just download it directly to your machine for $20. So we're digital download. The whole buying a disc in a store thing is, it doesn't make any sense to me anymore.
Right. You had talked a little earlier about kind of the you know, the physics of the game and the gameplay. Well, in terms of other features, so what are we talking about in terms of multiplayer and some of the other things that that might be involved on top of the gameplay itself?
So we've kept it pretty streamlined. Our multiplayer is two-person, same console, and you're really just picking two teams and playing the game. We've decided for this year, you know what, to build a proper franchise mode where you're drafting players and you're going through careers and all that stuff. To do that any justice at all takes as much time and effort as it does to build the actual on-field gameplay. So when we discovered that we weren't going to be getting the budget that we originally set out, we decided we're just going to keep to the core gameplay and focus on that. So the game experience right now is very straightforward. You pick two teams. If you've got a buddy in your house, you're sitting down and having a wobbly pop, you can have two people playing the game at the same time. But it's really focused on first iteration. Let's yeah. focus on building that foundation.
A lot of questions in our text line asking about the PlayStation and or potentially PC. Xbox for now, but on your website, you know, you're talking about the engine for the game could potentially lend itself to other consoles going forward?
Yes. So, other platforms. We are looking to do a PC version, and the biggest difference with a PC version is that the team assets, the uniforms, the rosters, those sorts of things, those would be just open source. There's no encryption. They're just text files and pictures sitting on the disk. So creative people can get a hold of those and change them however they wish. And as far as other platforms, we do have a publishing agreement with Sony. It did take quite a while to get Sony's attention. And so we didn't get a publishing agreement with them until, if memory serves, I think it was like late October. And it really just didn't leave us enough time to build the game to meet both platforms. Each platform has a very rigid set of requirements. And when you're building against one platform, you can take the core gameplay and the physics and all that stuff, but there's a layer that sits on top of that that's specific to the platform, and that has to be rebuilt for every single platform. And we just did not have the time to do every single layer for all those platforms. So we want to look at doing a staggered release. So it's likely, well, it is going to be Xbox first and then the PC, and then we're going to look at PS4. We don't really have any plans to do things for Mac, desktop, or anything like that. We occasionally, once in a while, get asked for a mobile game, but it's so infrequent that I don't think we're going to move forward with a mobile version.
He's David Winter from Canuck Play, canuckplay.com. We're talking about Canadian Football 2017, which should be coming to the Xbox very soon. He's our guest down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. In this day and age, how do you go about marketing this title?
Well, right now, everything that we're focused on internally is social media. So Facebook and Twitter, and you know, we've been getting a lot of followers that have YouTube channels, and they've been pushing out content for us. In terms of the platform, our agreement with Microsoft is they're going to handle the marketing and promotion on the platform side of things. So when you go to the store, the online Xbox store, you'll see our trailer and all that stuff. So they're going to handle all of that. That was actually part of our submission when we presented our business plan. So that's really what we're doing now for marketing and promotion. And as we move through and get some more iterations under our belt and we've grown a little bit, we can start exploring other things. But we've kind of been, with no league license, we had to go way back and sort of decide that, yes, we're going to take the long road and do what we can in smaller steps. So that's the approach.
You'll excuse this. I'm the older gamer in the room, and I'm more used to an arcade and quarters. But does this come out as Canadian Football 2018, a la the Madden or the NHL series? It's just updates.
I kind of think that's ridiculous.
Okay,
it's the year that it comes out in. It's 2017. So yeah, I don't. Yeah.
No. I just meant, will you update it a year from now, or will the update?
Yes. No, I thought you were talking about the title.
No. I'm just talking about, so, you know, because all along you've been very careful about saying that you're launching it with the eye, you know, kind of an eye on the horizon, an eye on the future. Yeah. So
no,
when
I'm sorry. I thought you were speaking of the fact that other titles, they
no.
17,
no, no.
But they label it 2018.
No.
Or whatever.
No.
Yes, we want to make this an iterative title and have it grow. And add to the game and improve the game and bring it up to the level that people have come to expect from other titles. But if you look at other titles, they didn't get there overnight.
Right.
You know, I'm not ashamed to say that our first game looks a lot better than their first game. So it's something that you have to work with, and it really does take support from the fans and say, okay, this is where we are, and we've got somebody who's going to do this, and we're going to grow forward, and the more support there is, the faster we can get down that road. So that's what we've decided to do. But yes, if there is enough interest and we get some support behind us and there's interest from other folks, then we can certainly keep going. We had no intention of making this a one-off. It doesn't, you cannot possibly do everything you want to do with right. a piece of artwork, be it a video game or a movie or a television series or whatever your medium of art is. You never accomplish everything you want to accomplish in the first shot. So that's the way we've looked at it. You know, get a foundation and move forward from that.
Last one for you, and that has to do with obviously, you know, you want to make money. I get that part of success.
Oh, yeah.
But beyond that, what will define success, David, on this project for you?
I would like to see this fully licensed. I would like to see the most outstanding Canadian player of the prior year on the title screen. I would like people to think of our title as on par with those other ones that are out there and look at us and say, you know what? Yeah, that's a real alternative. People look at the Canadian Professional League as an alternative to the NFL. You've got the NFL, and then other people are saying, yeah, but I follow the CFL. I like it better. It's faster, those sorts of things. I'd like our game to be that alternative to Madden, which, you know, I hear Madden sells oodles every year. I mean, they're not hurting in any way. But I do get a lot of people that contact us and say, oh, thank God you're coming out with something new because it's become so stale.
Right. How can people follow this project? How can people stay up to speed on where you're at and be involved?
The best way is to follow us on Facebook, which is just Facebook/CanuckPlay. You can follow us on Twitter, which is Canuck GS, as in Game Studio. Oh, somebody was squatting on Canuck Play, but... Yeah, so it's Canuck GS on Twitter, Canuck Play on Facebook. That's the best way to do it. We update and post a lot of stuff there as we go along. And that's really where we post all our news and our announcements and that sort of thing. So
we're pulling for you. David, I really hope this works because this has been something that we've talked about forever. And if you can do it, man, you, like I said before, you're doing the Lord's work.
Well, something to put on my tombstone. What others couldn't.
There you go. Thanks, David. Don't be surprised if the phone rings again.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
David Winter is the president of Canuck Play, canuckplay.com, Canadian Football 2017.